You're listening to Pokemon's Health, a meeting of the worlds of Pokemon and men's mental health. I'm Roy Flash Gordon, a VGC competitor and men's work facilitator, and I'll be interviewing other men active in the Pokemon community about their mental health, masculinity, and how Pokemon has contributed to the cultivation of joy in their lives. The goal of Pokemon's Health is to create a safe space within which men can remove the stigma that still exists around their mental health, create more supportive relationships, help their communities thrive, and let their authentic selves shine. I think as men, we have so much expectation placed upon us regarding how we're supposed to behave, and in trying to define ourselves and fit inside these boxes, our authentic self often gets lost. Sometimes you are that authentic version of you in front of the wrong people and receive some form of discouragement or punishment and learn a lesson that it's just not safe to be your real self in most spaces. One of the spaces we've always gotten to be whoever we want is, though, is when we start our new playthrough of the latest Pokemon game and any game, really. I've always loved gaming because it was fun. It also was a place where I got to experience success, power, control, and a place where I was a beloved hero. Things I didn't really get to experience growing up in an abusive household in my low-income Chicago neighborhood. Gaming gave me an escape from a tough reality. My reality has changed a lot since childhood, though. I eventually became very athletic, good-looking, very popular with women, among other things that often contribute to our quote-unquote value as men. But that does not mean I was living right or even at peace. All that good stuff that I had, and I still had deep self-love and self-esteem issues, and I would seek other outlets for the pain I was feeling because escapism just wasn't enough. Many men get used to escaping the reality they're in and seek to numb the pain they're in. And many men think those are the only options they have for life. That it's just hard, so you do what you gotta do, then you find your drug or other numbing agent on nights and weekends, and then you repeat. But, bro, let me tell you, there is so much more. There's a much more vibrant life possible if we choose to confront our challenges, if we reject the outdated, toxic paradigms that exist around what it means to be a man, if we embrace and love the parts of ourselves that we think are hard to love, if we accept and seek, even seek in the first place, if we seek and accept help when it's needed, if we simply believe that we are capable of having and creating a larger life filled with joy and fulfillment. Each week, I'll have a guest who is active in the Pokemon community and see how he has done some or all of the things above to live his life in the best way possible. And he'll also tell us about how our great connector, Pokemon, has played a role in that happiness. If the guest also happens to be a VGC competitor, we're going to play a match, and we will see how long it takes for me to get a positive record, because some of these guys are cooking. If this sounds interesting to you, please give the podcast a follow so you're alerted when the first episode drops. Follow on IG, Twitter, and Twitch, all at Pokemon's Health, and I'll put a link to join the free Discord somewhere around here so you can begin receiving support from our community right away. My hope is through the courageous sharing of future guest stories on the podcast, you will be inspired to take on the challenges that come along with being the truest expression of yourself. The very best, like no one ever was, perhaps. No one version of you, anyway. Thanks for listening. Talk soon.